If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
President Biden makes his first trip to Asia.
Decisions we make today will have far-reaching impacts on the world.
Banning abortion at conception.
The moment the two join together, the child is created.
Withering weekend.
The heat index could be up between 95 and 100.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy in Seoul, South Korea with the CBS World News Roundup. It's the start of a five-day Asian tour for the president, which will have him here in South Korea through Sunday before traveling to Tokyo through Tuesday. The trip is aimed at strengthening economic and security ties with U.S. allies in this region. And the president's first stop was a Samsung semiconductor plant.
This is an auspicious start to my visit because it's emblematic of the future cooperation and innovation that our nations can and must build together.
The facility Mr. Biden toured is similar to a $17 billion plant Samsung is now building in Texas. And the president says it's all part of a supply chain strategy.
To secure more of what we need from our allies and partners and bolster our supply chain resilience.
Mr. Biden also hopes to grow more regional support for a new economic framework that would replace the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That free trade deal died when then-President Trump pulled the U.S. out of it in 2017. While he's here in South Korea, Mr. Biden will not visit the DMZ. His national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, explained on Air Force One that Mr. Biden was last there in 2013.
He had the chance to see the whole thing.
The White House has warned the threat of a North Korean provocation while Mr. Biden is here is real, adding if Kim Jong-un does fire a long-range missile or test one of his nukes in the next few days, it'll underscore the need for U.S. security in the region. Steve?
Well, Stephen, Oklahoma lawmakers have passed a bill banning all abortions except in cases where the mother's life is in danger and if it's a case of rape or incest. It goes to the governor's desk next week. He's expected to sign it into law. The legislation was written by Republican Wendy Stearman, and it goes further than an earlier measure prohibiting abortions after 6 weeks.
If you allow the 6 weeks, then you are condoning abortion up to that point, and science tells us the moment of fertilization is when the DNA is created.
Now to Buffalo. And a service for the 10 people killed in last weekend's supermarket massacre. CBS's Jerika Duncan says a community in pain is mourning and looking for answers.
We just want to live in peace. My grandchildren are here. I'm scared for them.
Family members of the 10 people massacred at a Buffalo supermarket called on the country to confront and stop racist violence.
That racist young man took my mother away.
The eldest daughter of 86-year-old victim Ruth Whitfield struggled for words.
I need this violence to stop.
12-year-old Jake Patterson, who lost his father, kept his face covered with his hands as his mother described how he's now having trouble eating and sleeping.
What am I supposed to do to help him get through this?
Jerome Wright is a deacon at a local church who has been offering support to the grieving families.
Though the gunman may have been apprehended, the killer, white supremacy, is still on the loose.
Over the next few days, the government will transport 1.5 million bottles of baby formula into the U.S. to help ease the shortage. As CBS's Meg Oliver reports, it's not only parents of infants who rely on formula.
For 8-year-old Izzy Bradford, formula is a lifeline.
How often do you have this?
3 times a day.
3 times a day?
Bradford suffers from a rare metabolic disorder known as PKU.
We were told at 6 days of age that she
had this disorder and would need to be on treatment for life.
Her mom, Sarah Chamberlain, says Izzy relies on special metabolic formula for about 70% of her nutrition.
Long-term, not having the formula would result in permanent brain damage.
Her mom is terrified of running out.
How many cans arrived in your last order?
2 cans.
And how many were supposed to arrive?
16.
It'll feel like midsummer in much of the Southeast today with temperatures in the 90s. Some parts of Texas will reach triple digits. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
This is going to be an extremely warm air mass, and the heat index during the daytime is expected to be up around 100 degrees.
The high heat invades the Northeast Saturday and Sunday.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Senate has passed a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Republican leader Mitch McConnell applauded the bipartisan vote.
Aid for Ukraine goes far beyond charity. The future of America's security and core strategic interests will be shaped by the outcome of this fight.
11 Republicans did oppose it. A 23-year-old California man who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021, opened doors for others and sat in the Senate chair of then-Vice President Pence, has pleaded guilty to a federal charge. A separate charge of assaulting a police officer was dropped. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest on the House investigation.
In a letter, the House Select January 6 committee says it has evidence Barry Loudermilk, a suburban Atlanta Republican, led a tour through part of the Capitol complex January 5th, the time when the Capitol complex was closed. They want to interview him next week about that tour. Loudermilk, for his part, says it was a family with kids and that the January 6 committee is a political circus.
A judge in Southern California says there is enough evidence to put a 27-year-old man on trial for a Tesla crash in 2019 that killed 2 people who were out on a first date. The vehicle was operating on autopilot at the time. As other drivers have warned,
you have to still pay attention to the road. You just have to make sure it's doing the right thing, so it's not completely hands off.
In this case, the Model S left a freeway and ran a red light at 74 miles an hour, hitting a compact car. Kids 5 to 11 can now roll up their sleeves for a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine booster shot after the CDC signed off on it. Ania Jha did it in East Palo Alto, California.
It was scary, but the nurses helped me.
Her mom says,
once they started getting down to her age level, then I was 100% ready to do it.
It's estimated 30% in that age group have had the original 2 doses and are eligible for boosters. Well, in the 1975 movie Jaws, there's a scene where 2 kids get in trouble for clowning around with a fake fin in the water.
He made me do it. He told me to do it.
Jaws was filmed off Martha's Vineyard. Now, one of those kids is 56-year-old Jonathan Searle, who's the new police chief in Oak Bluffs, which is part of that island. He says he finds it all quite funny.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Attention Netflix and other streaming services. The Oscars are going back to the way things once were.
And the Oscar goes to...
Because of the pandemic, the last 2 years, Oscar officials loosened their rules, allowing films that were never released in theaters to be eligible. That will no longer be the case. Once again, like before COVID-19, films will now be required to be released first in theaters and have at least a seven-day run in six major metropolitan areas, including New York and here in L.A. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Alabama coach Nick Saban has called out Texas A&M, saying the school is buying players with name, image, and likeness deals. The Aggies signed the top recruiting class in the country earlier this year. The NCAA lifted most of its rules barring athletes from earning money from sponsorship and endorsement deals last July. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.